Listen now to Wisdom of the Wounded with Karen Mulder.
Jesus tells us, love your neighbor, and he does not add, when you feel like it. Dana Thompson writes about her experiences with stage 4 breast cancer and talks about the importance of being there for another person who's suffering. She gives the following example. She said, one friend finally visited for the first time about 5 months after my diagnosis. She stood in our entryway, car idling in the driveway, and told me that she'd been thinking of me. I appreciated the visit, Deanna says, but battled the voice in my heart that kept reminding me that this friend had not come to see me in 5 whole months. And just as I made the decision to be gracious and count the visit as a kind gesture, my friend pressed on. And just so you know, I don't do CareBridge journal entries. I stared at her and I thought, you drop out of my life when cancer comes my way, and now you stop by to tell me you're not even following my story? Well, my friend could tell I was upset and she quickly left. I'm sorry about your pain, Deanna. But before I sound too judgmental of your friend, I confess that I've been guilty of not keeping in touch with people who are suffering. Forgive me, Louie and Harold. Forgive me, God. Be there even when you don't know what to say or do. Be there even when you don't feel like it. Be there even when you want to be somewhere else doing something else. Be there. Help us, God. Amen.
Wisdom of the Wounded with Karen Mulder is heard each day at this time. Learn more about Wisdom of the Wounded by going online to wisdomofthewounded.com.